Greetings and welcome to the Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic Community and their guests. Today's speaker is Chaplain Nancy Greenfield of the Catholic Community. It is Christ the King Sunday, the last Sunday of Ordinary Time. The readings are from Cycle C.
Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Sit back for a minute and think quietly about those last days of Jesus, some of which are recorded in the gospel today. Imagine Jerusalem getting ready for the Passover. What you may not realize is that two processions entered Jerusalem on that spring day in the year 30. Since it was the beginning of the week of Passover, the most sacred week of the Jewish year, you had on the west side, the main entrance, so to speak, Pontius Pilate entering. Pilate was the Roman governor of Idumea, Judea, and Samaria. Close your eyes for a minute and imagine a cavalry on horses, foot soldiers, leather armor, helmets, weapons, banners, golden eagles mounted on poles, sun glinting on metal and gold. Imagine the sounds, the marching of feet, the creaking of leather, the clinking of bridles, the beating of drums. Then think of the swirling dust from the whole entourage. Look at the eyes of the silent onlookers, some curious, some awed, some fearful, some resentful. As I said earlier, though this kind of procession is unfamiliar to most people today, the imperial procession was well known in the Jewish homeland in the first century. It was the standard practice of the Roman governors of Judea to be in Jerusalem for the major Jewish festivals, not out of respect, but simply to be a presence in the city in case there was trouble from the increased population. Now, on the other side of town, the east side, there was another processional. The center of this was a modestly clothed man named Jesus, riding on a donkey, coming down from the Mount of Olives. Jesus, as we know, was from the peasant village of Nazareth. His followers were also peasants, as were most of the people in the country surrounding the city. It included people who were outcasts and lame, Samaritans, and gasp, yes, women. He was the son of a laborer, perhaps a carpenter. And his message was about another kind of kingdom, the kingdom of God. People stood by him and alongside the entrance. Many people just spread their cloaks and shawls before him on his path, while others quickly plucked branches from some trees to lay before him, and still others waved palms that they had found strewn on the ground. What kind of king is this? What kind of kingdom? For First of all, the kingdom of God is not a place or a political structure, but a realm in which peace, justice, and love are the reigning principles. A realm in which power is shared. Power is not the possession of a few. Were the onlookers that day really looking for a king whose reign would be radically different? Are we? Since the 13th Sunday, when Luke told us that Jesus firmly resolved to proceed to Jerusalem, we've been traveling with Jesus to the holy city. And along the way, he feeds the hungry, heals the hurting, loves and serves the poor, the broken, and the marginalized. And when he enters Jerusalem, a dusty little man on a dusty little borrowed donkey, the fun begins. Beaten, mocked, scourged, and hung on a crossbeam like a common criminal, he's not the king anybody was expecting. It's a lonely throne and a powerless crown for this king of the Jews. Ironically, it's one of the criminals executed alongside Jesus who has the faith to ask Jesus to remember him when Jesus enters his kingly power. Jesus, the King, is showing us another kind of power from the cross. Jesus' power is not exerted by force, is not coercive. It's suasive. Jesus' power invites us to become one with him, invites us. He's offering himself to us in a relationship that is strong, even when it appears weak. And in that relationship, we share in his power, a power to heal and forgive, a power to be his servants in his ministry of reconciliation. In our relationship with Jesus, we can become strong, not assuming power and rule over people, but by sharing his life in our relationship with others. So, Pilate entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday with soldiers and a chariot and led by force. Jesus entered on a donkey and led by service. One was the executioner, one was the executed. One is forgotten in history, more or less. One is worshipped and loved and changed the world. For whatever people want to say about Jesus, the historical reality about Jesus is that he represented not only a new way of believing, but a new way of being. He deliberately countered the aristocratic and Pharisaic domination system. Jesus spoke and lived for the oppressed and became the greatest leader by being the greatest servant. And now it is our turn. When we pray, "May your kingdom come," we sometimes hope God will change the world around us without our having to change at all. But I suggest to you that when we pray, "May your kingdom come," we have to be willing to let our kingdom go. Oh, we can point to historical institutions that need reform, that have historically been badly behaved, like governments and even the church, who have abused power and coveted the trappings of monarchy. But that's a cop-out. Real change has always begun with individuals. Think Jesus Yes, of course. But think also of the Buddha, of Mother Teresa, of St. Francis of Assisi, of Dorothy Day, Oscar Romero, and others. These are people who changed their priorities and changed the world forever. And it starts in our daily choices. Do we seek power and prestige? Is our goal in life to be somebody, to be important or successful or relevant? Do we seek wealth and control? Or do we seek to put our gifts to work for the good of those who can't help themselves? Do we seek to save a ravaged planet? Do we seek to dominate, intimidate, manipulate, or exclude those closest to us, our family members, friends, and co-workers? Do we judge and disdain others, or are we seekers of care and compassion? Oh, may your kingdom come. Talk is cheap. Are we truly seekers of God's kingdom and love and peace, or are we mouthing empty phrases? Two processions entered Jerusalem on that long ago day. The same question, the same alternatives face those of us who would be faithful to Jesus today. Which procession are you in?
Thank you for listening to the Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please call us at 650-725-0080 or email us at catholic@stanford.edu. Please visit our offices at the third floor of Old Union at the Center for Interreligious Community, Learning and Experiences, or mail us at the Catholic Community at Stanford, P.O. Box 20301, Stanford, California, 94309. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, O.P., the Associate Director, Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford, and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.